Now, Clipped is back. Is there any better way to celebrate the art of the music video? I don't think, though. I don't think there is. Music videos have become such an art form that there is a monthly event that showcases some of the best new and exciting video clips to come out of this country. Clipped Premieres returns for 2020 with a huge first up lineup next Tuesday night at the Golden Age Cinema. Now, we are joined by not only the creator and director of Clipped, but we also have two of the stars of the upcoming night, including the music video director Alexander Orlando Smith and the one and only Donnie Benet. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Thanks for joining us all here at 2SER. It's always nice to have a full room. And it's an exciting event. 2SER has been involved with Clipped for quite a while now, and it's exciting that we're now coming back into a new year, and we've got a whole new event starting this next Tuesday night. Clipped premiere number 8, I just found out, is the 8th one in since it started properly going. And one of the great things that Clipped has done is find videos that not only look great, but enhance the music. Samuel, first up, how did you go about choosing videos for... How do you go about choosing these premieres each time? And it must be a real tough job.
Yeah, well, no one's ever done an event for specifically unreleased new videos.
Yeah.
So doing a bit of a, you know, process or coming up with a process of how to find videos before they're out. Because, you know, usually when a band's done a clip, it's like straight away, boom, we're done. Let's get it out.
Yeah.
Send it to the publicist. So we've had to kind of pave a bit of a formula of a way to, you know, sometimes we've just talked directly to directors, or we've actually just been in touch with labels and just said, hey, just keep us posted.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's many ways. And in the, you know, in light of this event, we've been talking with Alex for, you know, a few months, and, you know, I'm a big fan of Alex's work. And we were just, you know, keeping each other posted, and this video came up for Donnie, and it's fucking an amazing clip.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
So, yeah.
I am going red.
Yeah, really excited about it.
I think, like you're saying, you're finding that you can now get these videos before they get released, and maybe you must be getting to a point where maybe labels will start approaching you and saying, hey, this is our way of premiering our videos to the public.
Well, hopefully, yeah. And I think it's moving in that direction, and I think, like, the main, you know, value in it is, like, you know, people like Alex and directors, they don't often get a chance to, and the artists themselves, see the videos on a big screen in a cinema.
Yeah.
So even just on that alone, it's a great, you know, experience.
With other people as well.
Yeah, with people.
Not just solo.
Yeah.
Well, that could be interesting with a glass of wine or something.
But the collective experience is so amazing, having so many people reacting to something and actually getting some feedback for the first time, other than a YouTube comment, which is what you normally get.
Oh, and you don't want to read YouTube comments.
Well, that's exactly. You shouldn't.
No.
But being in a cinema... yeah, watching it. That's the dream, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's the voice of Alexander Orlando Smith, who's done some amazing music videos, including others for Donnie Benet, Olympia, and Kieran J. Callan in there as well. And I saw Clubs New South Wales as well, but I'm not sure that's about. But music videos for you, is that a passion that you love to do music videos, or is that your favourite form of video?
I just haven't been able to stop. I mean, yeah. Oh man, I don't want to say the cliche that I just sort of fell into it, but I've always had friends in bands and been in bands and just sort of made music videos since I was like 16, and it's just never gone away. Like, yeah. You know, so I say, I haven't been able to stop doing it. So, yeah.
Since you're 16, how many have you made, you reckon?
Over 100, for sure.
But, yeah. You know. And how does it usually work with the music? Like, do you always want to hear the song before? Obviously, you hear it before you make the music.
Definitely.
But yeah, you know, do you decide at that point after you hear the music, okay, this is how it's going to look, and you collaborate with the artist?
Well, firstly, I mean, I have to like the track.
Sure,
you can't do it. And so often, I've been offered a track which if you get a free CD, well, you used to get CD when you used to be doing CDs, and you just want to give it back.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, I mean, you generally kind of have a sort of, again, another cliche, but you have the idea in the shower a lot of the time.
Oh, really?
You're just sort of trying to, it's like problem solving, and suddenly something comes to you and develop that. And then I think simplicity is probably often the main thing. The ideas very quickly become way too complicated, and it's good to be able to talk to directly to the artist. Like Donnie, we have a great relationship where we always just talk very frankly to each other and say, that sounds really bad, or, you know,
I've never heard that.
I'm sure I've said it. Maybe I just think it a lot. But just, you know, maybe with Konnichiwa, you were like, oh, let's just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, we don't need to do all this other stuff around it. Let's just keep it very simple. And I think it benefits from that. And it's about, what's the word when two things fit together? But synergy with the music. It brings the music out. You want to work with the music.
Yeah. I mean, from an artist point of view, I always kind of like to just say to the director, you do what you, how you see, because it's kind of like me going into a restaurant and saying, I want my steak cooked this way and I want this and this and this. It's like, you get a really nice surprise. And I'm really lucky. All the clips I've done have been fantastic, and every director I work with, they're like, I'm really nervous to do a clip because the other one's really good. I'm like, no, you're going to do really well. And it's really nice to see the progression of
Start off with a clip, you know, that everyone's impressed with, then it just gets better and better.
Yeah, well,
he pits us against each other.
Yeah, it's yeah, good, but it's good. Like, I get, as a musician or a session, when I used to be a session musician, you always kind of, you know, you got your hit list and you're like, oh, that guy's better than me. Like, I've got to, you know. And it's like, it's a good thing. Like, it's a really nice rivalry to have, or it's something to aspire to. So, and I think one of the first clips I did, Sophisticated Lover, I got approached by the director and I said, I've got a budget of this amount, which was pitiful. And she said, turn up at 5, we'll pick up at 5 a.m. in this dark alley in Melbourne. And, you know, it's just like, from that, it was a really good learning experience, because I'm like, okay, I would never have thought of any of the stuff that happened, and if I told them the things, it would be horrible. So I'm like, after that, I was like, I'm just gonna pick someone I really admire and say, oh, would you please do a video, and then just say, please do your thing, and you know, it's always great. And
I think it's something about your music, Donnie, that really does evoke especially for creative video people, like imagery straight away. It's like, oh, I can see this, and it makes me feel that. And but, I think,
that's the cool thing about it is, though, that a lot of the videos people have done haven't taken it straight directly from that. So if somebody said to me, oh, like if Alex said to me, I want to do a clip in Konnichiwa with you dressed up as a sumo wrestler, I'd be like, yeah, look, that's nice knowing you, but you know, so it's been great. Like, everyone's there's like a really easy interpretation of it, and then someone's taken it the exact opposite, which is, for me, is really exciting, because I'm like, cool, how can this person has taken something I've done a completely different direction and enhanced it. So that thing Alex was talking about of the music and the visual complementing each other, I think that's really important to make sure that's happening.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, you're part of this amazing lineup of premieres this coming Tuesday. The song is Girl of My Dreams, a brand new track, not even out yet, I believe. And I got to watch secretly, sneakily, the first like minute and a half before I got busy and I couldn't keep watching it. And then it wouldn't work anymore. So I've seen like a minute and a half of this video clip and I'm dying to see what happens.
Well, there's a solution for that, right? If you're dying to see what happens.
Exactly. And from the people who are listening, and like, I've seen a little bit of it, and it was a good tease of what's on this clear video clip, but I can't wait to see the whole thing in full next Tuesday.
I promise
night.
It won't stop halfway through.
And the Dropbox links fails. Yeah. But along with Donnie's song, Girl of My Dreams, directed by Alexander Orlando Smith, who's riding here, we're going to have Tash Parker, director Hans van Villet. We've also got Forrest Blaine with Heartbeat. That's directed by Tom Dolderson. I think that's right. Sam Newton's Stare Into the Dark, directed by Nick Payne. And Winston Surfshirt's Show Love, directed by Jordan Kirk. And the great thing is about these events, as Samuel will be able to tell you, is that the directors come along, and then there's a little Q&A where you can actually ask questions about these clips that you've just seen. I think that's one of the real highlights of these events.
Definitely. I think very rare that, you know, people get a chance to, A, see the videos in the full cinematic experience, and B, be able to then, while it's fresh, ask questions and kind of engage with the creators.
Yeah.
So it's really fun, and yeah, I think people really enjoy it.
I think so too. Another quirk is that you get to go on a draw to win a pair of Audio Technica headphones on the night. How many incentives do you want? I don't know. It's
we can think of some more, but we're probably too short for time at the moment.
But we also have I'm going to play a track in a second, and I want to ask this question, Donnie and Alex, about Second Dinner, which I believe you directed as well. Now, this involves a lot of food flying around, which looked extremely fun. How is that for you, Donnie, having food thrown at you during a vehicle?
I was really careful not to eat any of it because I'd been sitting out all day.
you had your mouth open, but nothing seemed to go in. I was like, disappointed.
It was organic.
No, it's all for art. I was getting thrown. I was hung up from the ceiling.
Oh, you're upside down doing that?
Very painful.
It was very painful. Yeah, I was in a... Really? What's the harness called? Just a stuntman harness. And the stuntman...
Yeah, right.
Put me up and he said, I always want to put directors in the harness so they can know how painful it is. So when they got the talent hanging up... Because it kind of... It's a really good workout. Like, all your body weight goes against two pressure points on your chest.
Right. And so it's your core, right?
It's horrible. And... yeah, there was that. I had food thrown at me. We had a leaf blower.
Yeah, the fridge.
The fridge, yeah. Then I twist around that something. I tell my nephew that I was like, oh, this really hurt when I twist around the fridge.
It's an amazing clip. Anyone should check it out. Second Dinner. It's such a good clip. but I always also do wonder how much work goes into creating them. Because, I mean, you've done those bits over and over again, the steps and the singing.
It's all much more than it looks.
For a 3-4 minute clip, you know, it's a lot of work goes into it.
Went on forever.
I'm done in less than 8 hours. It's fine. I'm like, oh wow, that was great. See you next time. Yeah, and then the pain begins.
That's my harness.
Yeah.
It's like weeks and weeks of begging people to help me out, and the frustration and it doesn't work, and it was a tough one.
Did you edit that one as well?
You know what? I can't remember.
All a blur. If you want to check the clip out, have a look at the clip for Second Dinner. I'm going to play for you in a second. But I've got to say thank you to everyone that came to the studio here. Samuel Bright from Clipped, Alexander Orlando Smith, director of these amazing video clips, and Donnie Benet, of course. Thank you for joining me here
in
the studio at 2SCR.